And ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you back to a long, long night of baseball here from Riverfront Park. It was almost a two-hour-long game. Actually, it was a two-hour-long game. A two-hour-plus broadcast for game number one. That was between the number two Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians and the number one Terryville Black Sox. Terryville gets upset in extra innings in the eighth, 3-2. And here we go, getting set for the elimination bracket semifinal. Winner of this game plays Terryville in the next game. That'll be at Muzzy, 7 p.m., and what should be a very, very long night of baseball. For those tired listeners, we're glad you could stick with us here tonight. Or if you're listening tomorrow morning, we're glad that you could spend your morning with us here with the Twilight League. It's baseball time in Connecticut along the river. Number 3, Great Falls, taking on number 4, Fat Orange Cat. Both of these teams got into the winner's bracket. Both of these teams fell off that wagon. The Great Falls Gators ended up getting upset, or not upset, but blown out 10-0 by the number 2 team, now assuming the number 1 team, the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians. And they are maybe the second, third time Terryville has lost a game this year. So Terryville, really a big mover and shaker in the league, and they've been upset. It's 9:01 p.m. Bobby Chatfield to get it started, and it's Luke Johnson for the Fat Orange Cat Brewers. Luke Johnson stands in. They'll start Brian Johnson. He'll be their starter tonight. And we get set for the top half of the first inning from Riverfront. Mist seems to have gone away from the last game, and strike number one to open things up. Bobby Chatfield on the hill. We've seen him a few times here on the network. And Luke Johnson will be followed by Tyler Gibbs and Nate Haru. That's the do up for this inning. Ball number one. The cleanup batter, Kyle McCarthy. He'll be batting fourth. Then it's Zach Johnson, Jeff Durso, Scott Lufberry, then John Comer, Matt Savigny, Austin Creamer. Those will be the batters for Fat Orange Cat. Ball two as it goes in there. So the 2-0. And that'll be Brian Timmis climbing on out of the press box. Swung on, and it's caught! What a play by the first baseman! Unbelievable, what a catch. A jumping catch, and the first baseman, unbelievable. Not on the roster, not on the batting lineup tonight, but what a catch made. So one down, and Tyler Gibbs comes to the plate. He's doing the catching tonight. Gibbs is ready to go. Here comes the 0-0. Called. Strike number one.
Come on, two. Do a job.
In the 0-1. Swung on. High fly ball by Gibbs. It goes left field, and the left fielder getting under it. Two down. So Austin Patinode makes the grab. And here comes Nate Haru. Haru batting third tonight. So Nate Haru, one of the coaches, his fourth year in the league from East Hampton, Connecticut. He's an infielder and a catcher. Tonight, he's a DH. So they bat 10 tonight. Pitch on the way from Chatfield, delivers strike one. Swung on and missed. Strike number two.
Job.
That one in the dirt, ball one. And Chatfield is looking to get things set. 1-2 count on the way. Called, strike three, gets the K. So that will sit him down. We go bottom one. It's nothing, nothing. And here we go. Austin Patinode to lead things off. Wearing the number two tonight. He's playing left field. It's Brian Johnson. So Johnson, Brian Johnson gets to start on the hill tonight. So he gets to start on the bump.
Come on, B. 819.
And now, pitcher on the way, swung on. Strike one as it's fouled away. So Patinode wearing number two tonight. He's from Avon, Connecticut, his rookie year. As all of this team is in their rookie year, never been in the Twilight League before. They played in the Tri-State League. On the way. They're called strike two. So no two count, and Brian Johnson is looking to put this at bat away, and the Brewers and the Gators. Going to be a fine game. Ball one. And a 1-2. On the way. Up high. Ball two. And here comes the 2-2. From Johnson, swung on and missed. He got him. So one down and Johnson pulls off the K. Here comes Willie Yan. He's a minor leaguer in the Baltimore organization. And getting himself settled in here. Played from Bowie. Here's the 0-0. Swung on, high pop-up, going foul. That'll be out of play. Strike one. We're so glad to have you along once again. Game started up maybe just a little past 9, 9:02 maybe, first pitch. 9:09 here, so we've played about under 10 minutes of baseball. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, fouled back. Strike two. So two down here. So an 0-2 count. And the Gators looking to stay alive in this playoff. It's the 4 versus the 3 tonight. Great Falls being the 3. Gets it open up. Swung on, and it's curved. It's called fair. And Fat Orange Cat cannot agree with that call. Diving into second, almost like Superman. And he is in there for a base hit. That was a Superman dive from Willie Yan. He threw himself at the bag. And he will make it there. So Willie Yan is safe at second. Big double. Looked foul to me. Danny McCarty at the plate. Looked like a foul ball, and it was about to be another strike to Yan, but the umps did not see it that way, questioning if they did see it. Ball number one. And Brian Johnson is going to attempt to try and lock down the rest of this first inning. Great Falls is going to try and end this game quick. We're going to get out in front. 1-0 on the way. And he called ball number two. So the 2-0. Count. McCarty trying to drive home Yan. Called strike one. So in the zone. And getting set. 2-1 on the way. Swung on and missed strike two. So a 2-2 count. Runner on second. One away here in the first. And here comes the 2-2. No, it's going to be a pickoff attempt that he won't throw on. So he gently turns himself around and looks at second. Doesn't quite throw. On the way. Called strike three, Big K. And that is two down here in the first. Here comes Colby Bunnell, the right fielder. So Colby Bunnell looking at picking up a big win tonight. On the way. Ball number one. And it looks like another fake pickoff attempt. Still 1-0 count, runner 180 feet from home. Gators hanging in here. On a game that you really can't pick a favorite. Seedings will say Great Falls, but if you leave it up to a decision, you really can't tell who's got it. 1-1 count. Both teams battling for survival here, and you really got to think who can really get the advantage early on. And Bunnell. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. So a 1-2 count. And now, getting set for the 1-2. Pitcher on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That'll put an end to the first half, to the first inning. We go top two. It's nothing. And so here we go. It's going to be Kyle McCarthy, number 99, standing in. And again, we welcome you here, Riverfront Park, right alongside the Connecticut River. Just past nine when we got this game going, and a swing and a miss. Well, not a swing and a miss, but a foul ball as it goes over the fence. And the Brewers going to try and stay alive in this game as long as they can. That one swung on and again fouled off.
Come on, 99, let's go, big boy.
And here we go. McCarthy. Oh, 2 count. On the way. Ball number one. Now it'll be ball two. Here's the 2-2. Ball three. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Not the at-bat he wanted, but it's the one he got. Here comes Zach Johnson. So now, on the way, ball one. So for Johnson, and the 1-0, called 2-0. And the 2-0, swung on, hit. Shortstop is going to make the grab and record the second out. And a nice catch from Jan. Here comes number 27, Jeff Durzo. So Durzo stands in, ready to go. And an 0-0 count. Pitch on the way. Called. Strike number one.
Come on, 2-7.
Here's the 0-2. Ball number one. Sorry, that was the 0-1. Two down, nobody on, 1-1 count. Nothing, nothing. And the 1-1. Swung on and missed, strike two.
2-7, let's go!
Thank you.
Last time I told him that, you had a freaking double off the fence.
And now, 1-2 count. And with the 1-2, pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, and a strikeout to end the second. And another 3-up, 3-down inning. We go bottom two, it's nothing, nothing. And Landon Gardella getting things kicked off here in the second inning. He's batting in the 5 spot tonight, doing the catching. And Gardella awaits the first pitch. He takes it. Strike number one. And the 0-1 swung on and missed. Strike two. And right now, the Gators and the Brewers not giving each other an inch here in tonight's game. Really got a scratch and claw for each base runner. 0-2 swung on and missed. Big K to open the inning, and Gardella goes down on 3 pitches. Here comes Will Parati. He'll be followed by Caleb Shapur tonight. And Parati getting ready and set to go here in the bottom half of the second inning. It's been a quiet game so far. No one really breaking out. And on the way, swung on. And it'll drop by the shortstop. Throw to first. He gets him. It was dropped by Luke Johnson at shortstop, but he makes the throw to number 18. What a play. Gets the throw to LaChance. Here comes Caleb Shapur, number one. Shapur playing third base. So far, again, a quiet game offensively. They had one hit. That went way up high. Ball one. Some good taunts from Great Falls right there. Someone very impressed. Here comes the 1-0. Called ball two. That one in the zone there. Maybe a bit outside. He's a righty. As he stands in. Swung on and hit right field. Right fielder racing to get under it. And he drops it. He doesn't even come close. Unbelievable. And I think you score that in error. That's got to go as an error. Runner's going to get to second. Here's C.J. Brito. Brito is ready with a runner on second. Big error from right field. Oh, man. And he got under it. And then he took a few steps too far to the right and lost it completely. Here's the 0-0 to CJ. Skies one right field again. The right fielder looking to get under it. And this time he'll hold on to the ball and make the grab. We'll go top 3-0-0 here from Riverfront. And here we go. It's going to be Scott Lefberry to lead things off for the top half of the third. Nothing, nothing here. Getting close to the midway point of the game. And if you are the Fat Orange Cat Brewers, you're defending champions. You got a big chip on your shoulder. It'll be ball one. Winner has to play Terryville, and let alone a angry Terryville from losing tonight's game, and certainly not going to be a prize anyone wants to win. That one goes right to Willie Yan, who makes the grab. And here comes John Comer. Matt Zavigny will bat next. So Matt Zavigny on deck. John Comer is batting. Zavigny on deck. And now, here comes the 0-0. Comer takes ball one. And the pitch swung on and missed, strike one. And the 1-1, swung on, high pop-up. First baseman getting under it. Makes the grab, two down. Here comes Matt Zavigny. And Zavigny. So Zavigny here in the top half of the third, two down. Here comes, swung on and missed, strike one. Zavigny is looking to try and keep the Brewers alive tonight. Remember, defending champs, trying to defend their title. There's ball one. They've done a good job so far of staying in it to defend their crown, but question is, can they really play out the rest of the playoffs? Ball two. It's been three up, three downs from the first and the second, and if Zavigny goes down here, it's three up, three downs for the first three innings of the game. Should be a very quick-moving pace from the Gators. 2-1 on the way from Chatfield. He fouls it. 2-2 count. Two down, nobody on. Remember, because of a walk, the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians were able to get that game under the win column. Beat Terryville, and more than anything, frustrated Terryville all night. The Black Sox were just never able to break through in that game. They weren't able to get the bats moving enough. 2-2, swung on, shallow right, makes the grab. We're through three, we're through two and a half. Nothing, nothing. And getting set here, bottom half of the third. It'll be 9-10 top, Brad Ellis to get things started. Ellis is ready to go. On the way, swung on and missed. So far it's been a pitcher's duel, and Brian Johnson been doing a phenomenal job on the bump for the Brewers. 0-1, called strike two. Looked a little high, just a little bit higher than the elbows there, but still in the zone. 0-2 count, Johnson. Up high, ball one. So with the 1-2 count now. Here's the 1-2. Ball two. Strange call there, but 2-2 count. And the 2-2. Swung on and fouled back. And 2-2. Called strike three. So he gets the K there, and Ellis goes down. Here comes Nick Yusevzida. He's number 77. So number 10 in the batting order tonight. He's playing center field. Ellis was the DH. Brito second base. Shapur third. Parati first. Gardella catcher. Right field is Bunnell. DH McCarty. Jan at shortstop, Patinode at left field. Strike number one to Yusevzida. And Brian Johnson so far doing a phenomenal job on the hill tonight. And he really has played into his strengths. Here's the 0-1 inside. And no, it got him. So they're going to say he got hit by that. Here comes Austin Patinode with the runner on first. And Yusef Zita standing in. So Patinode, runner on first, one away. 0-0 count. And Brian Johnson still on the hill. And here's the pickoff attempt. He's going to be safe. So one down. And the 0-0. Runner goes. No, it'll hold. Ball one. Looked like the runner went for a second. Not quite. Here comes the 1-0. No, it's going to be another pickoff. Did he get him? He's going to be safe. I think he might have missed with that first tag. He tried to tag him twice. Missed the first one. Maybe just brushed the helmet. He could have been out. Maybe by an inch there. But he'll be safe. 1-0 count still. Brian Johnson. Checks first. Kicks and deals. Up high. Ball two. And the 2-0, ball three. And the 3-0, up high, ball four, they'll walk him. And we will see 2-1, one out. Here comes Willie Yan. Yan got a big double right down the third baseline on an arguable call. Should have been called foul, but he made it to second. Gators still unable to score in that position. That was back in the first. Yan looking to rip another double and hopefully drive in the go-ahead to give him a 1-0 lead here in the third. Inside, nearly gets him, ball one. As Yan pulls back on that. And Johnson just missed the zone. Come on, baby. Here's the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Play challenge, 1-9. So a 1-1 count. Gardella truly has had. Or not Gardella, this is Yan.
Hey, 1-9, come on, baby.
And truly had an interesting experience this year. Cut after the minor season. That one gets away. Yusef Zita goes for third. He's going to almost round third. Runners are going to hold at third and second. And two balls, one strike. Yan certainly has an interesting story to tell for this year. Played in the Bowie Bay Sox organization last year. Played on the Bowie Bay Sox in the Orioles organization last season. Then his season gets canceled due to COVID. Comes back to Connecticut, where he's from, and picks up a spot on the Great Falls Gators as a shortstop. And he has had a phenomenal season on defense. If he doesn't make the All-Star team, I think it's robbery. That one hit down to the shortstop. They throw home. He's going to be safe. And the Gators are up. Here in the bottom of the third, Gators in the lead and a hit. That'll be the second hit of the game. And he got that right to the shortstop. Shortstop, instead of throwing to third or first to pick up the out, he throws home. The throw is high and not in time. And Nick Yusef Zita crosses the plate. One down, 1-0. Gators in control. And the 0-0. Swung on and missed. Strike one. So an 0-1 count. And Brian Johnson lets one in. And a pickoff attempt. No dice. Here's the 0-1. Swung on. And the shortstop's going to get there. Throw to second. He's going to get one. No throw to first. He's going to eat that one and prevent the runner from getting to home. So the runner on third is still there. Yan out at second. This will bring up Colby Bunnell. He's wearing the number 10 tonight. Bunnell doing the right field, playing right field. And an interesting game so far. 1-0, bottom of the third. Fat Orange Cat, the away team, trying desperately to hold on to a repeat title run. Looks like we're going to see a pinch runner. And Jan will go back to first.
What's that? Is he marked as a runner?
Danny McCarty is marked as a runner. And Danny McCarty will, I believe, come back. Jan goes back to the dugout. Danny McCarty marked as a runner. Bring the number 16. Now Brad Ellis is going. So here's Colby Bunnell. Pitch on the way. Ball one. One oh count now. Bottom three, pitch on the way. Swung on, he fouls it back. Strike number one. And so it's Bunnell still standing at the plate. It's been a good game so far. Brad Ellis on first. He is coming in for McCarty. 1-1. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. And now, 1-2 count. Looking for the payoff pitch to get out of the third and bring us into the fourth. It'll be the midway inning. Fat Orange Cat, Brian Johnson. Kicks and deals as the runner goes. It's fouled, and Ellis will have to go back to first. 1-2. And a 1-2 count, ready to go. One, two, swung on and missed. He'll get out of the inning easy. And we'll be right back with the fourth inning coming up. 1-0 Gators. And here we go, top half of the fourth inning, as we settle in once again. So top of the fourth, that will be ball number one. This comes to number 10, Austin Creamer. Creamer, the 10 batter. We'll get to the top of the order here in the fourth. Takes ball two. Creamer will be followed by Luke Johnson, then Tyler Gibbs. Batting cleanup for this inning is Nate Haru. Ball three. And Chatfield can't dial it in here. 3-0. Called strike one. He finds it on the fourth pitch of the at-bat. trying to battle back from 3-0, being behind in the count. Swung on, it's chopped ground ball. Gets past the pitcher. Second baseman, throw to first. Not in time. I don't think there was a throw. So that should be a base hit. So I don't think there was a throw down there. So that'll go as a base hit, and Luke Johnson comes to bat.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not sure if it was actually the foul ball thrown a couple of batters ago.
And Luke Johnson.
We get late in the game, we need a ball. Thanks.
Johnson is ready to go here. He's playing shortstop tonight. He'll be followed by Gibbs. And in a vital title defense run for the Brewers, where the Brewers just really aren't the same as that championship team. They're still playing like it, however. Strike number one. It's been a surprising run for a team missing a lot of its core. Three players, including Machaud, not returning. Machaud was, I believe, one of the best pitchers in the league last year, if not the best. Foul ball on the bunt, strike two.
Yeah, yeah, Luke, go with two now. Let's go.
And now, Johnson is ready to go.
Go, Seth, do a job. Go, Lukey.
And Johnson is settling himself in. Luke Johnson. Oh, 2. Swung on. Hit to the second baseman, flips to short for one. First, not going to be in time. That's going to be a fielder's choice. So one down. Here comes Tyler Gibbs, the catcher. One on, one away. Not the play I think Johnson was looking to hit into, but it was the one he did. So midway inning here. Gibbs. He's ready to go. Here's the pitch. Called strike one. And Tyler Gibbs had a good season last year. So did the rest of the Brewers. Mercied both games of the championship series last year. Pickoff attempt doesn't go. It was the first time in league history that it happened, that the title had ended in a mercy rule, and Bristol was really outplayed. Another pickoff attempt not going. The Knights this time going 0-2 in the playoffs. Eliminated early in the run. Here's the 0-1. Called strike two. And the 0-2. Inside, did it get him? I don't think it did. Ball one. Had to jump out of the way. One, two. Swung on. That will be sent. Second for one. First, again, not in time. Another fielder's choice. And the Gators are maybe just unable to turn two. Here comes Nate Haru. Haru a DH tonight. He's an extra hitter. McCarthy's a DH. Here's the 0-0. Swung on and missed strike one.
Come on, Nathaniel. Come on, Nate. Come on, Nate.
Come on, Nate. Oh, one swung on, and it'll get right by the third baseman. Runner is going to hold, and a base hit.
Come on, Nate.
And a solid base hit. Here comes Kyle McCarthy. He's batting fourth in the lineup. And now. With Kyle McCarthy at the plate. Two on, two out. Top four. Pitcher on the way. And that'll be a ball as it gets away. That will be two on, one ball, no strikes, two down. And the pitch. Ball number two. 2-0 count. And he'll fake going for home. Ball three, and it throws Chatfield off his game for a minute. Pitch on the way. Ball four. He walks the bases loaded. Base is loaded. Here comes Zach Johnson. Johnson is ready to go here.
Go three, do a job.
Base is loaded, two down. We've seen this before tonight. Pitch on the way. Dials it in, strike one. Oh, one. Time called there. Oh, one. Can't quite get it the same. One and one.
Go three, do a job.
Swung on, fouled off, strike two. He got a piece of it, and he really got it hard, but just sent it the wrong direction. 1-2 count, and out ends this half inning. We go bottom four, and we'll be truly halfway through this game. And here we go, setting it up. Swung on and missed, strike three, and no runs scored here in the fourth. We go bottom four, 1-0. And we settle in bottom half of the fourth inning. So bottom four, this is Landon Gardella, I believe. Gardella struck out on three pitches his last time up. Number 99 for the Gators. Struggle with the bat. Ball one. Brian Johnson just needs to dial in a few more pitches, get him out of this midway inning, and we'll go to the bottom three innings of the game. That one is shot sky high. Center fielder and right racing to get under it. The center fielder makes the grab. This brings up Will Parati. It's number 27. So Parati stands in. And really just looking to extend this fourth inning and maybe extend the Gators' lead in tonight's game. Gators have been somewhat lucky as the number three team in the league. A lot of the games they have not won by much, at least here in the playoffs. Lost one of their games. I can't remember who they lost to, but it was not one of the top two teams. It was a big upset. 1-0, swung on and missed, strike one. Excuse me. That was incredibly unprofessional. One one on the way. Swung on. That one is going to be... No! Wait! Did he get him? He's going to be safe. And a lot of effort went into that one.
Are you serious?
And they're going to call him safe. And it looks like the manager coming out to have a word. That's John Silvestri, the coach. Fourth year in the league from Colchester. He's coming out to have a word with somebody here. with one of the umpires. They're going to talk it over for maybe a millisecond and call him safe again. They're going to make it look like they talked about it. Caleb Shapur coming to bat, one down, runner on first now. And the Gators settle in. Silvestri, I don't think, believes that call, but coach of the Brewers. Oh, on the way. Called strike one. And Brian Johnson is just going to have to really pitch with force. 0-1 count. Oh, one on the way. Ball number one. So with a 1-1 count, one down, runner on first, about 270 feet away from home, the Gators are in a prime position. Here's the 1-1. Called a strike as he jumps out of the way. That is by far a strange call. It jumped out of the way and they called it a strike. That is terrible. 1-2 count, one down. Brian Johnson kicks and delivers the 1-2. Inside, ball two. And now,
I'll go get the tractor.
And he gets set. Checks first. Delivers the 2-2. Swung on. Ground ball. Third base side. He's going to drop it. He's going to flip it to short, and it's going to get away, and he's going to take off for third. Runner's going to be safe at first. That's where he's going to hold. And that's going to go in for an error. So that one goes in for an error there and brings up, I believe, C.J. Brito, number four. So C.J. Brito with one down, runners on the corners. So 190 feet away from home, and Brian Johnson just trying to hone in the next few pitches. Bottom four here, kicks and delivers. Called strike number one. So an 0-1. And the pickoff attempt is no good. 0-1 count here, one down. And the Brewers are looking to try and put an end to the fourth. And the Brew crew struggling just a bit. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike two. Solid pitch being thrown. Looking to end, or be at least an out closer to ending the fourth inning. 0-2 on the way. Up high. Ball number one. And it's Johnson. Checks first, kicks and throws. Inside, ball two, inside and high. And Brian is standing firm here with a 2-2 count. Johnson delivers. Swung on and missed strike three. And what a way to get the out. So after Brito, here comes the nine batter, Brad Ellis. Johnson is going to look to hurry up the fourth. And the pickoff at first doesn't go. So just about 50 minutes in to tonight's broadcast, and we've made the fourth inning. 10:03 o'clock at night after starting this game around 9. So just maybe an hour in, at least in total. Swung on and missed, strike one. And getting set. Oh, one on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Trying to reel him in. 0-2 count. Two down. Runners on the corners. A 1-0 lead for the Gators. Bottom four. Johnson. Time called. And Johnson is ready. On the way, swung on and missed. Strike three. He will retire the side. We go fifth inning here from Riverfront. The final three, 1-0. And here come the Brew Crew to lead off top half of the fifth. The Brew Crew is settling in. It's going to be 27. So Jeff Durzo takes ball number one. Jeff Durzo is readying himself in with the 1-0 count. Nobody on. And the 1-0. Chop, ground ball. Shortstop throws a first. They'll get him for the easy out. Here comes number one. It's Scott Lufberry. He's batting seventh in the order. He's a left fielder. Two extra hitters in the batting rotation, and then one designated hitter. Top of the fifth. And the 0-0 swung on, and it's a shot into center. He makes the grab on the backwards dive. Unbelievable. What a grab. Number 21 will come to the plate in John Comer. But what a grab in center field. Made by Nick Yusevzida. And a light rain coming in, and it looks like the sky may have just opened up on us here. The rain coming down. Taking ball number one.
No, not yet.
Pitch on the way. It's going to be a chop ground ball, third base side. First. They get the third out there. Bottom five. Here we go. 1-0 Gators. And bottom half of the fifth inning. And it's Nick Yusevzida. Pitch on the way. Tries to drop down a bunt. No good. 0-1, and it looks like we've got a bit of a replica board meeting here, talking about the rain, and very important as it is coming down, and looking at the radar, it should be coming down good for quite some time after this. So, 0-1, drops down another bunt. So another, so the 0-2.
This game's got to complete it, Muzzy.
And then they just start going right after.
If they rain out,
this would be at six, and then immediately
following. And getting set, they're going to try and finish this inning, and maybe try and finish the rest of the game. Pitch on the way, takes it ball one.
To the umpires, if they start to think it gets bad, we have field to finish this game tomorrow.
So it is coming down steadily. Swung on by Yusevzida. It's going left field. It's going to be caught right there. Solid grab.
Yeah, that works out fine.
And one down as Yusevzida is out. He's the 10 batter. We go up top of the order to Austin Patanode.
I feel like I don't want to touch that thing.
Because he wants me to bring it tomorrow.
You don't want to make a double trip.
I don't know if I want to go.
Patanode is set. And now, on the way, strike number one.
I get it.
As Patanode faces off Brian Johnson. And a solid rainfall here at Riverfront, and certainly not what we were expecting. There's another ball, and certainly not what we were expecting. That's a shot into right, makes the grab. After dropping the last one, or dropping one of the last ones out in right field, and right now it is really coming down. And here's Willie Yan at the plate. Yan again, minor leaguer from Baltimore. And the rain solidly coming down. Called a strike. And now. Pitch. Swung on by Jan. Right field. Diving catch. He makes the grab. And what a way to end the fifth. We'll go to maybe the sixth if they're up to play for it. We'll be back with maybe the sixth inning. 1-0. And here we go. And it's going to be. Can't see, and it's going to be number 26, I believe it'll be, now it'll be number 28, sorry, swung on and shot into right, foul ball. So 28, that is Matt Savigny, and Savigny is standing in. He's ready to go. Inside, ball one. That one after it was fouled off. So Savigny still at the plate. Slowing down just a tad on the rain. Strike two. And a 1-2 on the way from Chatfield. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Jan picks it up, fires to first. He makes the out. And we've got one down here in the sixth. So they said as long as the mound can hang on, we're going to play through the rest of tonight's game. If not, they're going to finish whatever we have left at Muzzy Field tomorrow starting at 6. It'll be whatever is left of this game. So will it be the top half of the seventh, or maybe perhaps the bottom of the sixth? Because we are... top six on the way. Strike number one. I mean, we were talking to him and said, I'll be right back. I come back and he's gone. 0-1. Okay. Like, all right. Whatever. And here comes the 0-1 from Chatfield. Inside, but called strike two. I don't like that call one bit. Inside, he had to jump back. Not a fan of it. But 0-2 on the way. Called strike three. K's him. That was number 10 in Austin Creamer. And here comes Luke Johnson. Creamer not proud of that, and I wouldn't be proud of that either. Not good calls. Almost back to back. Not solid umpire here in the sixth, but that one will drop. Strike number one.
Very wide, guys. He's opened up the zone extremely.
And now, top six on the way. 0-1. Swung on. Caught by Jan. And we end the top of the sixth. We go bottom six. 1-0. Gators. And so it's going to be number 16 to lead things off for the bottom half of the sixth inning. And the Gators settle themselves in for the bottom six on top by one. That one on the way and called ball one from Brian Johnson. Pitch from Johnson. Swung on. That'll get past the second baseman and the first baseman. Base hit right there. Well-earned base hit at that. That's their third of the game. And Willie Yan will come in to run for number 16, Danny McCarty. McCarty again marked as a runner. Or no, Yan will come in as a base coach. It'll be number 7 who comes in. So number 7 is... That's Jacob Shapur. So Jacob Shapur to come in to pinch run. For Danny McCarty. And here comes Colby Bunnell. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Chop foul. And an 0-1 count. So here in the 6th. Bottom 6 here, getting ready to go top 7. Strike 2. And I'm sure the Brewers would love to go top 7 as of now. Try and put this game away or extend the game to a point where they could maybe win it. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. One on, one out now. And now. And getting set. It's going to be Landon Gardella, number 99. Runner on first. And the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike number 1. And now. Here's the pitch. Ball number 1. And that's an even count at 1 apiece. Here's the 1-1. No, it's a pickoff attempt. It won't go. Jacob Shapur on first. Hasn't batted in a while. And now. And the 1-1. And ball 2.
All I know is
and Brian Johnson.
I'm undefeated against Don and Chris. So.
See, yeah, so yeah.
I came back for one game this year and beat them both.
2-1 is the count. One down. 2-1 on the way.
I'm undefeated against
him. Ball 3.
You pissed the hell out of me in that game. So why do you want me? Why the hell do you want me then? We guys.
John, that was one of the best games I've seen you pitch. The whole year.
Off
whole
balance
time
all day long. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little upset that we had zero.
And the 3-1 on the way. Swung on. Third base. Throw to second for 1. First, not going to be in time.
That's just an excuse. Oh, you remember a guy. It's like, yeah, maybe we did, but I'm not going to.
No, you guys didn't have him.
We did, but I'm not going to like say that.
Sounds like us. When we played the Black Sox last week, I was the only one on the bench doing the ice.
How good was that kid?
So a 2 down.
Did you see him give up the walk for the winning run today?
Yeah, but not even, it's not even that. Like, yeah, he threw a perfect game, but it's just.
And it looks like another pinch runner coming on. That'll be Danny McCarty, who comes on to pinch run.
It was all singles.
And that's kind of why we won today. They don't really hit much. If they don't have a pitch like that, they're anybody else.
That was a great game tonight.
And now, here is number 27 in Will Parati.
Rocket double the gap.
Awesome.
Will hit a rocket.
And so, here's the pitch. Called strike 1. Trying to get to the 7th here and then maybe put this game away.
Didn't Barca play the infield? Not tonight. No, not tonight. This is, he once last week. That was a
he's had one, and I told him before our game was played.
And now.
Best season guy I've ever seen a guy having over 35.
The 0-1 swung on. It'll go through the gap. Base hit.
He hit in regular season over 500, which you hit over 400, you're hitting really well. Over 500, you're out of your mind. In the playoffs, if he didn't hit
the league, 750.
Yeah, we would have lost.
He must have had
every time.
How many
seven or eight hits?
And
RBI.
So,
how many RBIs you get?
Yeah, I don't. I lead off, so I don't get RBIs.
So now,
it's for every time.
He had 8 hits this week.
I did have a lot of.
And now,
12 innings.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be Caleb Shapur at the plate. Shapur swings at one, fouls out of play. Strike one.
Turn 33 and come have some fun. That's his fun. Turn 33. Yeah, I know. We're more fun.
Getting set. And check second. 0-1 on the way. Strike two.
What are you doing?
Like land management, land clearing.
And now. 0-2 count. Two down. Looking to end the sixth inning.
No, just bring right here, Mr. Pearson. Thank you.
And here it is. Swung on. Into center. Base hit. Runner going home. He's going to be safe. Safe at the plate and another base hit for the Gators. And it's a 2-0 lead. They've gotten 5 base hits, most of which coming in this inning. And the Gators bring up C.J. Brito. And Brito is ready to go. And Brian Johnson. Johnson just hasn't been able to find it late in the sixth. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. And the 0-2. Here's the pitch. Ball number one. 1-1 count, two down. Runner on second and first. The run scored. A 2-0 game. And now. And the 2-1. Ball number two. A 2-1 game. Still raining here in Riverfront, in case you were wondering. Sixth inning. 2-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. And the 2-2. Ball three.
My favorite game for the rest of my life will be against the Indians. So we're down 5-0 in the bottom of the south.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Still to this day.
That's 3-2.
Just the face that Bars made.
Check second. Fires. Swung on and missed. Out of the inning they go. We go to the seventh. We'll be right back. 2-0 Gators. Here comes Tyler Gibbs. Gibbs to lead off bottom of the seventh. Fat Orange Cat needs 2 runs to keep the game going or they're going home. In this one, Gators trying to take on Terryville, a rematch of the very first game or one of the very first games of the year. It was in the opening series. Pitch on the way. Calling strike number one. Great Falls did not fare well against Terryville in that opening series. It was Terryville that really showed they were a top team. Pitch on the way. Again, ball number one. Great Falls actually, I believe, did get a home run in that series, in that opening series. So Terryville Great Falls could be a phenomenal game at Muzzy tomorrow. Ball 2-1. Bobby Chatfield just needs to finish his complete game that he's had throwing tonight. 2-1 on the way from Chatfield. It's fouled out of play. 2-2 count. So the count. And a 2-2. Trying to really take Fat Orange Cat out of it by taking out the leadoff. Tyler Gibbs. 2-2 on the way from Chatfield. Swung on. Foul. They'll stay alive. 2-2. So the 2-2 count. And Gibbs looking to extend the Fat Orange Cat Brewers run, which right now seems like it's on life support. Called ball 3. And so Gibbs going to try and hang on. Inside ball 4. And they walk him. So Gibbs is on base. Here comes Nate Heru. Heru will be followed by McCarthy. With one on, nobody out. Bobby Chatfield had 2 strikes on him and blew that at bat. We'll see if he can't fix it with this one. Here is number 5, Nate Heru. He takes strike 1 as he swings and misses. And now, and here we go. 0-1 on the way. Ball 1. So the 1-1 count. Great Falls. On the way, swung on and missed. Strike 2. Well, not swung on and missed, but fouled off. One, 2 count. Top 7, trying to put this game away and play Tuesday. Swung on and missed, but it gets away from the catcher. And they're going to just call him out there. So no chance to run to first. One down, runner on. Here comes Kyle McCarthy. Double play right here ends the game. And McCarthy has struggled with the bat, but a home run here, which has not been done in this playoffs. If McCarthy gets the home run, ties this game, brings it bottom 7. Ball 1. And McCarthy out of Hebron, rookie year. Ball 2. And what has been a good run from Fat Orange Cat, swung on and missed strike 1. The run on life support as of now. They down 2-0, 2-1 count. Pitch to McCarthy, swung on, foul, into the bullpen it goes. Strike 2. Two-two count. Chatfield looking to be one out closer to ending the game. On the way. Swung on and missed. Swung at that one. I think it might have been a foul ball. That's what it will be called. A foul ball. 2-2. One down. Runner on. And now, pitch on the way. Ball 3. And the 3-2. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop, second for 1. First. Safe! Big hustle from McCarthy extends the game just a little bit, but is it only delaying the inevitable? We'll see with Zach Johnson at the plate. Time, they're going to put on a pinch runner now. And out comes McCarthy. So number 19 will come into pinch. So Brian Johnson, he was the pitcher tonight, coming into pinch run on first base. So Brian Johnson got the start on the bump. Comes off, and I really don't think they're expecting to play another inning if they're putting their pitcher out there. Swung on, foul, strike one. If they're putting their pitcher on first base, do you really expect that they're going into the bottom of the seventh? What a surprise it could be if they do. Zach Johnson going to try and stay alive. Pitch on the way. Fouled again. Strike two. And an 0-2 count now. Chatfield needs one more. And he'll go on to the elimination bracket final to play Terryville. As the winner's bracket champion, the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians. Magnificent run they had. Another foul ball out of play, but the first baseman running, trying to make the grab. Falls, I believe, right on top of this. Or on top of the dugout.
You gotta be kidding me.
Looks like they might have been out of game balls here. And we're out.
You wanna try this one? Yeah.
They got one more game ball, and now that's two. Here we go. And really looking for this one. 0-2. Can he put it away? Ball one. He'll stay in it. And I think we just saw some lightning there. With two outs, lightning in the distance. 1-2. Chop foul to the dugout. And it really begins to come down here.
Oh, you got two of them. Thank you, Mr. Durso. So helpful. Thanks.
And it came, really opened up on us. 10:39. 1-2 count. And the 1-2 on the way. Up high, gets away, runner goes. And that is a wild, wild pitch. Way higher. I think even higher than the batter. Rain really coming down with two outs in the seventh. And what a joke it would be if we had to finish this game tomorrow. And so now, set to go. Pitch on the way, 2-2. Hit! Right fielder, not going to chase. 2-2 count. I'm going to start packing up here. I hope to maybe get out of here a little faster. Rain really coming down hard. Two, two. Ball three. Three, two count. Two down. Full count. Runner on second. Two down. Does it end here or continue? Ball four. We see another batter. It will be Jeff Durso. Jeff Durso will come to bat. So Durso is set to go. And now the pitch. Strike one. Remember, spot in tomorrow's game on the line. Two on, Down by two, two down. Fouls it off. Strike two. Does he get under it? No, it's going to be in the pen. So in the bullpen with that one. Two strikes, one away from finishing what we started at nine. Finishing what we started last week here from Riverfront. The final game at Riverfront for the year. Can they finish it here? 0-2. Rain coming down. On the way. Swung out and fouled, and the game continues. Tension is high here. Trying to get one more and get the bases loaded and maybe force a bottom seven in this game. But if they do, do they finish it here and here, or do they finish it at Muzzy? On the way. Swings it right down the first base side. First baseman's going to get there. He's going to tag him. He's going to be short of the bag. Game over. And we are through here at Riverfront. 2-0 your final. Great Falls pulls off the win. They'll play Terryville tomorrow in Muzzy. And a 2-0 win for the Gators. So we'll see you in the loser's bracket finale tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. They finish it in the pouring rain. 2-0 Gators. My name is James Clark, voice of the Connecticut Twilight League, and we'll see you tomorrow night at Muzzy Field. The 3 versus the 1, Terryville versus Great Falls. Good night, everybody.